This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, I'm here with Cass.
She is!
Yes! Wait, you're on the right microphone, Cass? You seem very quiet.
Am I?
Let me double check. She's on the right mic! Alright! And today, we are joined by Dave Warnocky.
Hello! How's my mic?
It is unreal. It's actually superb.
Thank you so much.
You sound great. The creamy tones.
Oh, yes.
Mr.
Can
Warnocky.
You turn up the cream, please?
I'll turn it up now. Try that.
Oh, yes.
I'm turning that back down. That's too creamy.
Oh, no. You've taken up too much cream. I'm stuck like this.
It's skim Dave.
And today's topic is blimps.
Blimps.
Have you ever seen a blimp, Dave?
Yeah. But the Goodyear blimp?
Yeah. That's
is that
one
the
of
only one?
It's
yeah,
one
blimp
of very
and you'll
few.
Miss it.
Yeah.
That's good how, stuff. Cass, how long did you have that locked and loaded?
2 seconds.
Really?
When
good,
I said
good on you then.
Blimp, I went, oh. When you said, have you seen a blimp? I was like.
Yeah, because you came into it with such a smugness already ready to go that I thought maybe you'd been from
a
day ago.
Zero to smug in 2 seconds.
But have you seen a blimp?
Yeah, I've seen one from the ground. I've never seen one very close. Never been on a blimp.
Where else are you seeing a blimp?
Yes, from another blimp. Tandem blimps.
Oh, your blimp side.
Yeah. I was in like when they're in the sky and I'm in the ground, they're very small from the distance. But I've never seen one close. I'd like to see one being, I imagine, blown up.
Yeah, inflated.
Inflated.
Or
that's
or even
way.
Exploded like the Hindenburg.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to see. The humanity.
I'll be right up close to that. Yeah. Actually, funny enough, that guy, he did the Hindenburg, he had the cream turned down on his mic.
Oh, yes. It's the wrong playback speed or something
like that. Yeah, so you know this audio of the Hindenburg and the guy's going, oh, the humanity. Oh, my God. And his voice is kind of high-pitched.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like, yeah.
You're totally lying. You don't know that at all, do you?
No, I don't. This is the first time I've heard about it. But
really? You've never seen the vision of the Hindenburg and there's a commentator going, oh, he says, oh, the humanity, right? That's the famous
bit.
I've heard people say, oh, the humanity, and I put two and two together that that's where that's from now.
Yeah,
it's
anyway.
Like when you see an old movie and you're like, that's where that line's from. I got to act cool.
Yeah, but apparently his, whatever device it was like either running out of battery or low on power or, yeah, maybe it was the wrong playback speed because his voice in real life was actually very creamy.
He's like, oh, he was the humanity.
Oh, yeah. The humanity,
look at that
baby. Yeah. So you had the cream taken out.
It's the cream taken
how
out.
How annoying would you be? How, there would be like, because no, there would be very few commentators of anything who have had their commentating heard by that many people, right? Like, that's got to be the most famous bit of commentating.
Yeah, for sure.
Or at least up there. There's probably
two out of three of us have heard it.
Yeah.
I'd say the more famous one is the space one.
That wasn't, no, he was in it. The space going one small step for a man.
Yeah, but the people who did Scooby-Doo silly gay commentary and they were in it.
What?
We're talking about commentary.
Dave, are you following what's up with Scooby-Doo? So when did Scooby-Doo come into this?
Because you're
it's like I've lost time or something.
You're saying...
What's happening?
You said that they can't be counted as commentary because he's in it. And I said, well, when the people from Scooby-Doo did their own commentary, they were still in it.
Yeah, but that was a different time. They weren't doing it live. They weren't in Scooby-Doo going like, and this is how we're making the movie in the movie.
But so they, commentary can be live and it can be with the people in it, but it can't be live with the people in it at the same time.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right,
that's
then.
That's what I'm saying.
Here, we need a strict definition of what a commentary is.
Yeah. Would you say that, what's his name? Lance Armstrong? No. Buzz? What's his fucking name? Neil Armstrong.
I also thought we'd lost time for a second. Why was he about Lance Armstrong? Did he commentate one of his fake wins?
Yeah. And I'm not doing any drugs now. But no, would you call that commentary for when he said one small step for man, one giant step for mankind?
Yeah, that's commentary, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, fuck you then. Okay, fine.
Hey, I have history today and I was going through the history of blimps and one of my little historical tidbits was to ask, do you guys know why the Hindenburg blew up?
Wasn't it because it was full of very explosive gas?
It was, but it wasn't meant to be.
Wait, what?
It was full of, like, hydrogen, right?
It was full of hydrogen. It's
And then is it lightning?
Yeah, it was like electricity around a gas leak.
Like static, wasn't it?
Yeah, static.
Has there been a do-go on about...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read it too.
Yeah,
I think I did it.
So you'll know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know!
But no, but please... indulge, because I forget everything.
Those particular airships were designed to be full of helium, but there was trouble with the imports.
Yes, like, I think it's very, very, very expensive at the time.
Yeah, wow.
They're like, we can't import all that. Let's just use the dangerous
stuff.
Yeah,
we use the flammable stuff.
So was helium not flammable?
No, but really? I think it's a lot rarer and more expensive.
Yeah, aren't we running out of helium in the world?
Well, thank God we didn't fill that blimp with it. It would have gone to waste.
That's true.
But they call that an airship, and then we say blimp. Is that the exact same thing? Is there any technical difference here?
So I did a little bit of blimp research in the 10 minutes before you arrived. and so a blimp is a sort of casual, informal name for an airship.
Gotcha.
An airship meaning it doesn't have any wings. If it's got wings, it's something else, an aeroplane perhaps. But an airship has no wings and has to be a blimp has to be... non-rigid. Can't be semi-rigid rigid.
They talk about dirigibles.
Yes, it's a dirigible, yes.
Right.
Yes, good one. Yes.
Sorry, but so it's just an empty sack.
It's an empty sack with a little, I think they call it a gondola on the bottom, which is just a bit where usually like 6-ish people can fit. Obviously, there's a bunch of different kinds of blimps, but...
Yeah. That's what I would like to see. I'd like to see it inflate from sack... to full inflation.
I wonder how long it takes. I didn't come across that
it's
in my research.
A while, right?
Yeah, right.
So completely non-rigid to seemingly rigid.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I
still
want
not
that.
Rigid because it's fully hollow. There's no skeleton. There's no nothing in there. It's just a balloon.
Is that worrying? Would you go on that?
I probably wouldn't have gone on the Hindenburg because it blew up, but the other ones I would have, for sure.
That's fine. Great call from you.
Sure.
Thank you.
As it's burning you, you're like, I don't think I'm going to get on it.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not going to do that.
Is it true, Dave, that only one person died on the Hindenburg and they weren't on the Hindenburg? They were like crushed by it?
Oh, and I think a few people died.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But a lot of people
survived.
It was
a massive
well.
Explosion.
But a lot of people did survive. You think no one would survive.
Yeah.
But there are quite a few survivors.
There you go. That's nice.
How they get out, which is pretty amazing. I think some of them had to like jump and then get horrific injuries from the fall.
Yeah.
But they rolled away from the flames.
Wow.
Rolling to safety.
That's perfect because they'd be on fire and then they'd be rolling when they hit the ground and then be putting themselves out. Quite an efficient escape maneuver.
Yes. But now I'm thinking, should we look it up? Did lots of people die? That's from my memory.
Yeah, go on, look it up.
Because otherwise people will be sending us... Do you get fact checked on this show?
Here's the thing: I reckon 30% of the stuff we say is just so wrong that people can't keep up.
Do you want to make it a game? Do you want to guess how many people died?
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna guess
one. I reckon I'm going with my original gut instinct. I think one.
All right,
I'm gonna say 30.
Oof,
35.
Hey. Well done, Dave. Well
that's
done,
sad.
You got it.
That's great. I feel so happy about that. I wish you'd been right. I really do.
But yeah. I think here's where I think you thought you were right. The disasters... Oh, hang on, 36, sorry. So
36?
13 passengers, 22 crew members, and one worker on the ground.
Right, one person on the ground died.
That's what you were thinking of.
So unfortunate.
Also, you're just
hanging out and a blimp falls out of the sky and explodes on you.
Yeah, that sucks.
You did see the coolest thing in the world.
That's true.
POV, you're about to get killed by a blimp.
By an exploding blimp. Yeah.
But it's a famous thing that everyone's going to talk about for a while.
Yeah, that's what you'd be thinking.
Yeah,
I guess you saw
the
blimp. Pretty quickly.
I don't know about the internet, but I'm going to be all over it.
God, I hope that commentator's mic's working properly because I bet he's saying some cool stuff.
Well, hey, you asked about the blimp namesake before.
Yes.
So, they don't really know where the word blimp came from, but the theory is that it came from British Class B airship, so like what it was, plus the word limp.
Oh, so it's a B class and it's limp.
Yeah.
The B limp.
It's B limp. And it and also it be limp, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. how's the airship going? It be limp. Hey, that's got a good ring to it.
Oh, we shan't use it now.
Because it's not rigid. Yeah. I actually came across how they came up with the name for the blimp, and it was not that.
Oh, competing facts.
It was sort of, that one isn't a fact, what you just said, because it's not confirmed. This one, slightly less confirmed. It's sort of the secondary, what they reckon. And some, like, army guy, because they were using the army for a bit, came up and was doing an inspection, and he's like flicked his finger on the inflated blimp balloon, and it went blimp, and then he went blimp, and then everyone thought it was funny, and that's how it came to be blimp.
Oh, I really like that,
but I can't quite imagine a blimp sound. Like, is it just like a like what's?
No, I think
it's
one of those.
It's a blimp.
Well, is it when you flick a balloon and it goes dong? Is it similar to that?
Imagine if we just named things what they sound like when you hit them.
Okay, what's this?
Chair.
No. That sounds like a clung. Yeah, that's not a tong.
Where are you getting the G's from? For me, it's just solid like K. Just K. Oh, it's kind of hitting the springs of the microphone arm as well. So it's getting a bit of tonking.
Yeah, tonking.
Oh, tonking.
Tonking,
that's a good, yeah.
Okay, so tonking is the chair and microphone setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on a microphone... No. If you're sitting on a chair and the chair it's connected to the microphone stand.
Yeah.
It's a tonking.
I would love if we started using that for our language.
Mm.
We're allowed. They can't stop us.
Well, we sort of already do, but just not for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there anything that probably should be that? Like anything that makes a really iconic noise that we don't call it that? Oh, I feel like everything eventually, if it makes a really great noise,
yeah.
I think eventually we start calling it that. Like a drum goes drum.
Nope.
No. Drum, 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 drum,
drum.
Yeah, I rest my case.
I'm a big fan of onomatopoeia. I love it.
Oh yeah,
do love it. Plop. One of my favorite words.
Plop is
top 10 word. Plop.
Use that with no vowels, or it just is the sound.
That's fun.
What about? I like a symbol should be called a dish.
A dish.
A dish.
Like a cymbal, like in a drum kit.
Yeah,
I think it goes dish,
drum, dish.
I think it goes psha,
psha,
psha.
That's we're talking about different cymbals.
But then, like a hi hat's called a
tits. Oh, that's tits.
Oh, tits already sound like tits.
Yeah, tits.
You clap tits together, go tits,
tits. Yeah.
Would you like to hear some blimp facts? I know we've sort of been going through them, but would you believe that those blimp facts I've been laying on you were just periphery facts that I had in my head? They're not my actual facts.
Here we go.
So how many blimps do you reckon there are on the whole world?
Right now.
Right. Well, as of 2021, what Reader's Digest reckon in 2021?
How many blimps?
Yeah.
45.
Oh, I'm going to go... 15?
15, okay. So Reader's Digest said consensus is, so it's not an exact number.
It's a blimp mystery?
It's a blimp mystery, that there are about 25 blimps in existence and only about half of those are still in use.
That's so few.
For advertising purposes.
So little.
Is that out of all the modes of transport, that's got to be the least of any?
Well, yeah, because there's only 40 blimp pilots in the entire world, making it one of the world's rarest professions.
Wow. And do you get paid well because of that? Or do people not do it because you don't get paid?
I think, you must. Well, if you're a good year, right, you're probably putting a lot of money into the blimp. I read somewhere, I couldn't quite confirm it because it was kind of vague, but it said it was $100,000 to fly a blimp, like for one blimp trip.
Okay.
But that would be all the gas.
Well, yeah, that's all the gas, yeah. And I'm not sure how long a trip is because I think they're up there for a while. They can be up in the air because they also need a bit of fuel too because they have a motor that controls like the fins. So you can actually, pilot where you're going. Mm. So you can be in the air for up to 24 hours, but I'm not sure how long, like, a trip.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Apparently, a blimp uses so, like, little fuel. Yeah, it can be up in the air for 24 hours, and it uses less fuel in 2 weeks than a 747 takes just to taxi the runway. How crazy is that?
We should get more blimps and less 747s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then it's $100,000 per trip and they can fit six people.
Also, so, we don't have a lot of helium.
That's also true. Helium's a very short supply.
I think it's probably, from those, does it sound like it might actually be better for the environment to do a plane?
Well,
it's not.
They're both bad in different ways.
Yeah.
But
one's using a finite resource. I mean, yeah. I guess they're both using a finite resource.
Where are you getting helium from? Where's that from? Is there like a
is
cave?
It from way up high?
Is it from the ground?
Yeah, but you just tap a helium source?
I think you must, yeah.
Is it like gold, how there's a finite amount and we can't ever get more? Because gold came from a space explosion.
A space explosion?
Yeah, there was like an asteroid or something that there was a chemical reaction. And that's why we have gold in the Earth now.
Wow.
So we will never get more gold.
Was the chemical reaction done in space or on Earth?
I don't know.
Mm.
Love that, though. That's made me respect gold more.
Yeah, well,
I guess why it's so cool.
Yeah, but it should be like, that's what gold should be, what diamonds is. Because we can make diamonds. You can synthesize diamonds.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They had a whole alchemy. Was everyone trying to invent more gold? No.
Yeah, turning lead to gold was alchemy, right?
Yeah, can't do it.
But they tried.
Yeah, they gave it a go. They could have made diamonds.
We can't do it yet. Come on.
Yeah.
Alchemists out there, I believe in you.
Do you reckon
keep
there
trying.
Are, how many alchemists do you think there are now? Because I think there's got
to
be some.
According to Reader's Digest?
Yeah, according to Reader's Digest, there are 13.
Yeah, there are more blimps or alchemists left.
Oh.
There's got to be more alchemists.
Surely, yeah.
Did you want to know the average salary for a blimp pilot according to careersearch.com?
Yeah. Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it so salary for a year? Uh-huh. Or is it like an okay? So it's the okay.
And I assume this is in US dollars.
US dollars, you assume 100,000.
Dave,
I reckon that's a good. I think that's a good ballpark. I reckon a little bit more, 120,000.
Blimp pilots can expect to start somewhere around $25,000 a year.
Oh, so it's not even good.
An experienced blimp pilot can earn more like $70,000 per year. It is not good.
No, for one of the rarest careers out there and for a job that you know they're paying 100 grand just to get it in the air.
Yeah. And you're like, can I get a slice of that? Absolutely
not. Come on. Give me a little bit
We've
extra.
Got the margins are razor thin on this.
Yeah. And then to get trained, do you have to be a pilot of an aeroplane as well, do you think?
No, you do not. No, really? You do not.
I heard it's very different to anything else.
All right,
is that
so
true?
Then maybe they don't want you to know anything else because you get confused.
Yeah, you've got to forget everything you know about piloting an aircraft.
I'm looking at snippets from Google. To pilot a real airship, you're going to need some certifications, such as a sport pilot license with a lighter-than-air category rating with an airship class rating. So, like, little pilot license. In addition to that, you get about 20 hours of training plus three.
20. Well, I guess the thing is because they're so light. And if it's filled with helium, helium's inert, I think. I don't think, and you were saying it doesn't explode, which maybe is what inert means. I don't know. But yeah, because actually I had a little fact about this. So an uninflated blimp weighs over nearly 1,300 pounds or about 5,800 kilos.
Wow.
That's uninflated. And when it's inflated with helium, it weighs 100 to 200 pounds or 45 to 90 kilos, depending on like what's in it, like what the payload is. That's what I was thinking. You could feasibly lift a blimp.
Yeah, I don't think I could, but
45 kilos, a light blimp, you could do it.
You could lift a blimp.
You get no purchase though on it. You know, hard
no,
to grip
just
a
grab
blimp.
It by the basket.
Yeah,
the basket.
Grab it by the basket, son.
Do you think you'd be more like qualified to fly a blimp if you're a pilot or a guy who pilots hot air balloons?
Oh, a gondolier. Love that.
Is that what they call?
Oh my goodness.
A gondolier.
I've unfortunately uncovered more information.
Mm.
If you want to fly one of the big blimps like the Goodyear ones, you do need a commercial certificate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in hot air ballooning or?
No.
Just in whatever.
No, it's closer to 300 hours of stuff you got to have to
do. That's still not that much. 300 hours?
Yeah. Oh, that's not that
much.
That's
really not that
much.
I mean, you do that's what's an hour a day and you're done in less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, just an hour a day. Of
so full-time study, I don't know. That's something like you can look at it in 6 weeks.
Oh,
maybe or maybe
yeah,
not.
Smash it out.
Yeah, 10 weeks is easy.
Yeah, 30 weeks a week. Yeah, 10 weeks, 30 hours a week.
Less than full
time. Because these days, if you want to get a license in Victoria, learners have to do 150 hours. Is that
120
how?
Hours, 120,
yeah. Okay. So it's not that much more than that, but for a thing that obviously...
You could Hindenburg with, potentially.
Exactly. Well, no, you can't Hindenburg with it because it's full of the good gas.
Can we not blast?
You can Hindenburg a car way easier than you can Hindenburg a blimp. You can Hindenburg a car easy. It's full of explodey gas.
What are you doing after this?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I only learned how cars worked recently. I didn't know.
Do you want to explain? What have you learned?
It's like
combustion?
Yeah, it's little explosions the whole time. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I didn't know that.
It's not that crazy. The technology's been around for like hundreds of years.
I didn't know about it. I thought we'd moved on from doing little explosions. I thought the technology was more elegant.
What did you think it
elegant.
Was?
I thought that you like boiled the gas or something. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what I thought because I never thought about it. If you asked me how a car would work, I'd be like, yeah, it kind of boils around in there. I don't know.
So it boils the gas and spins a turbine? Was that what you were thinking?
It boils the gas and then it comes out as smoke.
Well, what happens in between is what...
I would have... I know about pistons... I wouldn't have been able to figure that out.
You thought it was a steam-powered piston, perhaps?
I didn't think the car was steam-powered. I thought.
Oh, yeah, but petrol steam. Smoke, if you will.
I guess so. I've never thought about it that much until someone started talking about...
It was me.
It was Hayden. In another podcast. If you're talking about how cars work, and I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's explosions.
Mm.
What were we trying to figure out? Trying to figure out what was explosive or not.
You were saying that gas wasn't explosive or something.
Oh, yeah.
You said gas wasn't flammable. I'm like, I got bad news for you, gas.
I knew it was flammable. I just didn't think a spark would do anything to it. And then Hayden's like, that's how cars work.
Yeah.
And
right, gotcha. Mm.
I said, that's how cars work.
How much do you reckon it costs to ride into the blimp on the Goodyear blimp as a passenger?
Oh, like one ticket.
One ticket.
How long's the ride?
Not confirmed. Just for a day, I imagine.
Oh, surely not a whole day.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I don't know.
$1,000 bucks?
$1,000 bucks. Keeping in mind, there's only 6 seats in the Goodyear blimp, and that includes like pilot and co-pilot.
But I think a lot of it is offset by the fact that Goodyear sponsor it, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a sponsored
ride. I don't think you're paying 1/6 of the 100 grand, I don't reckon.
Yeah.
No. Oh,
you buy the ticket, whatever. It's a bit of a day.
Do you reckon $1,000 bucks?
I would have... They ask you to hashtag Goodyear Blimp.
Yeah.
Just help. Give us a good Google review. Yeah. It really helps, guys.
I would have said $300, but I'm $300? Guessing that's not very much. I'm guessing that's not very much. I forgot about the rules.
Cass and I have just said what we're prepared to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're way off. It's free, but it's invitation only and very exclusive.
How do we get in?
I don't know. I think you have to know people who work at Goodyear or maybe like Make-A-Wish kids will probably get in.
Having done
sort of
this
things
podcast,
of that nature.
Do you think we could get on? Because we're big fans of the Goodyear blimp.
We keep talking about Hindenburging stuff, so I reckon they're probably going to put us on some kind of no blimp list.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I want to go on a blimp.
Mm.
I want to go on a blimp so badly. Would being in it make you sick?
What's it like? Is it comfortable in the little basket?
I actually didn't look up a picture of inside a blimp. I imagined it was pretty bare bones.
Yeah,
sort of like
be.
a small plane. Like, you know, when there's like a 6-seater plane.
But on the Hindenburg, they had lots of people. They had a library. They had all sorts of.
It was
first class.
That is first class. I believe, I could be wrong. I don't know if that. I think that was semi-rigid, the Hindenburg. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Might have been.
And they were massive too.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to know, speaking of the enormity of the Hindenburg?
Yes.
What?
I just said it funny.
I got really excited.
Yeah.
Do you guess how long it would take you to run the length of it?
How long? Like me or
I
like
how this podcast has become, hey, guess this number.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's fun to do a little quiz aspect. And then the listeners at home can have a little guess. Mm. If you get it right, you can tell me.
How long would it take me?
Yeah,
I've got two figures, one for Usain Bolt and one for the average Joe.
Okay, so the one from what the nose to the tail of the yep. Hindenburg.
Usain Bolt.
On fire or not on fire?
Not on fire because, if Usain Bolt time on fire because you've got more motivation.
Okay, so Usain Bolt time on fire, I have no idea.
I reckon
25 seconds.
19 seconds. I reckon it's about probably 200 meters long.
It is 245 meters long.
Okay, so
it would take Usain Bolt or assumedly any of us if we were on fire, 23.5 seconds.
Oh, that's pretty close.
You're really close.
God, I love
that we think we could run as fast as Usain Bolt if we're on fire.
Well, yeah. I just can only assume it would be, you know, pulling a kid off a baby. What is that? Pulling the car off a kid.
Mm.
Strength.
Well, but how fast would Usain Bolt run if he was on fire?
Oh.
God, maybe that's the
Protect
next step
him.
In yeah. human greatness. Yeah. Lady Usain Bolt on fire. See what he does.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, the comedian Tim Heidecker?
Yes.
He tells a great story about, it's a great story, isn't it? He's just a very good storyteller. It's not a good story about the time he got chased by a murderer.
Tim got chased by a murderer.
Yeah, yeah. So he was, if you like Tim Heidecker, look it up. He does this great, it's a stand-up set, and he starts at being like, it's not a funny story, but you can laugh because I'm a funny person. And then he goes into this, fairly horrific story about him being chased by an actual... Well, he was, I think he was high on, synthetic weed, and so he sort of went into, his sort of psychosis. Anyway, basically, he got chased for ages and ages, and he has this line that I think about all the time, and he goes... You know how you have those dreams where when you're running from a bad guy, it's like you're running through molasses? Well, in real life, that doesn't happen. You run really fucking quick. And that is quite relieving to me. Because,
yeah, that's really...
because the only experience I have is running from murderers is in my dreams where I run through molasses.
Oh, no, they're gaining on me. Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently you just keep on running and you keep on running and then... Well, he did get stabbed, but he made it. He made it to safety. He's fine. It's a great story. Look it up. Yeah, in the back. I shouldn't call him a murderer. He didn't murder anyone.
Right, yes.
Yeah, don't be rude to him.
Yeah, well, he was having a time. He wasn't well. He wasn't
We've
a well
We've all been
man,
there.
You know? If you ever been chased by a murderer, Dave?
No, I've never had to run for my life.
Mm.
Which is a bit scary because I've probably peaked. I think I'm not as fast as I once was.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You haven't been chased by a murderer yet.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Every time someone tells me about peak fitness and stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'll get there. I'll get to my peak at one point. Yeah. And I'm 25 and I'm like, I don't think I'm getting there. I think I'm probably fighting against the odds from now onwards.
I also think I'm going to get to my peak at one stage.
Yeah, I keep like, yeah, my peak's ahead of me. Good years are ahead of me. Maybe not.
I reckon we could.
I reckon we can still peak.
Yeah.
I do have a race coming up.
You've got a race coming up?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like a foot race?
Yes, a foot race.
How far?
Why are you racing?
How far and against who?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I am just assuming that I haven't done any preparation for it. I have done no preparation for
it. How long's the race?
I think it's only a minute. But so I'm figuring.
A minute long race. Right.
It's very long, but.
Wait, very long?
60 seconds long when you're struggling.
I guess so.
Usain Bolt could run a K in that time.
Could he? I think he's...
if he kept it up the average speed.
Yeah. See, I extrapolated...
Of his 40-meter dash or whatever. Yeah.
I did extrapolate his 100-meter speed for a 245-meter speed, but we don't know what he'd do.
It's, literally no one's ever tried.
You can't check. No.
Yeah.
No, but I'm thinking the adrenaline will kick in. I'll start and then I'll be like, it would be too embarrassing to lose. And I'm hoping that carries me.
Right. It won't. I guarantee you it won't.
Do you reckon I'll lose?
Yes. I will bet on you to lose. You've done... No, don't gasp at me. When was the last time you ran at full speed?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I think most people in the race will have run fast recently.
How do you know that? They might
because
be like me.
Because it's a race. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but what if they're just doing it for fun because they're having a silly time like me?
I don't know. You know what?
You're
I don't know.
To have
I, don't
a
know
go.
I don't know the vibe of
What's
your race. It's hard to tell.
What's wrong with having a go?
Surely you beat someone.
Do you know what? Okay, do you know my secret second thing that I've figured is if I'm trying really, really hard, maybe I'll just eat shit.
Is it fall over or just, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't try too hard and fall over.
What's the terrain
see, that's
like?
Not a bad, I don't mind eating shit.
Okay, great.
Sound bite that. That's
it. No. I feel like if I'm running really hard and then I fall over, c'est la vie. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I won't be as embarrassed if I run so hard that I fall over as if I just straight up lose. I think that's less embarrassing.
At least you'll be able to say, I lost because I fell over.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't quite follow the logic. I think it's definitely way more embarrassing to fall over and not complete the race than to give it a good try and come last.
We'll find out, won't we?
I guess we will. We'll keep you updated, dear listener, about how Cass went in her foot race.
How much you want to bet?
That you'll lose?
Yeah. But
how many other people are in the race? Do you know?
I think it's like less than 10. Maybe it's 10.
Hmm. How'd you get in? Could you just apply and just do it?
Or yeah, yeah, you can just apply and do it.
Yeah, so there must have not been any heats because you haven't run fast in years.
No, I think you just show up on the day and get in.
Love it.
I mean, I'm hoping. Imagine if I'm talking all this up and I go up and they're like, sorry, race is full.
Yeah, sorry. Did you like win your heats or did you? Like, yeah. No.
The what?
I thought it was just kind of a rug up and try your best kind of thing. Oh, no, no, no. It's a race.
So do you think I'll come dead last?
Yeah, I think you will.
How much you want to bet that I'll come dead last?
I'll give you a slab of beer. I'll give you a slab of beer if you don't come last. And if you come last, you have to give me a slab of beer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Great. I reckon that's all the inspiration you need.
Great. Done.
Yeah.
Push an opponent into the mud.
Oh, yeah. But I am allowed to sabotage. I am. That's allowed.
Oh, no.
I am allowed to place whatever traps I want on the field. I assume the field's mostly unguarded. That would be good if, like, races. Like, you know, F1, I'm not really into. But if they sort of incorporated some Mario Kart-esque traps.
Oh, yeah, for sure. People could take each other out with stuff. That would
but
people
then
would die.
That's kind of what I was just thinking. Yeah, people would die horrific deaths. Yeah.
You'd really Hindenburg the race.
You would Hindenburg it, yeah. If you, like, threw a black hole or something into. Is that a Mario? No, that's a. There's a Looney Tunes racing game where you could drop, you know, like a cartoon hole. Like, well, they'd hold, like, a black circle and they'd throw it in, and that's a hole.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was
that
good
was
stuff.
That was really good.
We should do that in real life. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
open
right.
up a sinkhole. Yeah.
Yeah. One sinkhole per track.
That would, yeah, just there one. Needs to be more, like, I don't know. Like, maybe the X Games should invent some sort of wacky racing.
Yeah, those people prepared to break their limbs.
Yeah. I'm thinking about BMX racing. They already do that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's already a thing. They've got ramps and jumps and sideways bits and mud and stuff. Well, we nearly invented something good, didn't we?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a blimp race, do you think?
Oh, man.
Like, you got to, like, all right, go. And everyone's just got to, like, pump up their blimp.
Oh, like
they start deflated?
Yeah, and then you got to go.
That's funny. That's like having a race of people, like, starting in bed or something. Just, like, you have to be fully asleep and then the alarm wakes you up and you have to get up, get dressed into your stuff, then run.
That's like the Le Mans car race used to start. It used to be a running start. You'd all line up. Everyone would run to their car, start it up. Reverse it out and then start driving, which is so ridiculous.
So
that
it actually
went for
was
weeks, yeah. Months.
Well,
wait,
I think
which
that's
was this
when they go for 24 hours?
Is that the one?
But you were
Le Mans. That's
Le Mans in France. But you literally run to your car.
You run to your car and
start it up.
That's like laps, right?
Yeah, and then you just go round and round.
Round and round. Yeah.
For a full day.
God damn, running to the imagine Cass in that race just running, falling over, eating shit.
Yeah.
And then there's no catching up because they're in cars.
Yeah, sure, like,
yeah, but then I'll get to my car and maybe their cars will eat shit.
Yeah.
Because of the holes I dropped.
Because of the holes you dropped from the bombs you implanted to Hindenburg.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I'm Dave.
Dave, do go on, a fantastic podcast that you're a part of.
Thank you so much. We've talked about stuff like the Hindenburg.
Yep.
And Le Mans.
Yes. And do we cover anything else? You cover Usain Bolt yet? That's probably a good one.
No, but we've done a few Olympic topics.
Mm.
So we talk about that kind of stuff, but maybe we could get to Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Your podcast is wonderful. Anytime I talk to someone, they ask what I do and I say I do podcasts. They're like, oh, what's your podcast? And I end up recommending yours.
I often do that as well.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to talk about this podcast and not sound like, well, you just sound, it just is not impressive. It's nothing. You go, oh, I just like get in a room and just talk to people and it's.
Yeah,
that's
but you talk about, you explain it. You pick a topic and that's sort of the jumping off point and it's fun.
See, mine's more of a professional issue. Like I'll be chatting to people and it's like my dentist and he's like, oh, wow, you do a podcast? Can you recommend me one? I'm like, oh no, you have to be in my mouth. Don't know what comes out of it. Like, no, I say bad things. I'm like, oh, yeah.
This has been a fairly clean episode, Dave. Usually there's a lot of cum talk and piss talk and shit talk and stuff like that. Yeah,
hey, I'm a clean kind
of guy. You're squeaky clean.
You're squeaky clean, Dave.
That's not true. Yeah. Listen to Dougal on that. It's not true.
Is Book Cheat still going?
Yes, Book Cheat's still out there. If you want to make it even nerdier, I do a book podcast where basically I've read a classic book so you don't have to. So I tell two guests about it.
That's such a good idea.
Stuff like Charles Dickens and Jane Austen. Mm. By the end of the episode, you know the gist of it.
That's great.
You get gisty. And you've got a live show coming up, yes?
Yes, that's coming up. I don't know when this is coming out.
It'll come out in a week. Well, unless your show is soon, we could probably drop it tonight.
Oh, great. Well, it is this Saturday.
Yeah.
December the 10th.
All right, December 10th. Where at?
It's at the European Beer Cafe downstairs there, which is a fun basement to do a live podcast in, with Nick Mason and Naomi Higgins. And we're talking about a James Bond book that I discovered. References Christmas 30 times, and I needed a Christmas episode. This is it.
Nice. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, it's Christmassy.
How many books do you read per year? Do you read the whole book for your episode, or do you find some other book cheat podcast?
No,
to
I don't
to?
Cheat the cheat. No, I do read it. Yeah, I do read it. So, and I do it fortnightly. So, like, you know, or twice a month, really. So, I'm doing about 24 things a year.
Wow.
Plus, I try and read other stuff, but it really means I rarely read anything else. People say, oh, I'm reading this great new book, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do not have time.
And this is a classic that people might want another gist of. I am out.
Sorry.
Can I gist it? Yeah. No.
No.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.